Hi friends, let's start with chapter 5 on warehouse management. This is overall under our subject of distribution management. Let's have the learning objective set for us. In this chapter, we are going to understand what is warehouse management overall. Of course, we will understand the role, various kinds of warehouse, or like understand the role of location of a warehouse that it plays a very significant role in the successful warehouse management, and understand various other dimensions and issues linked with the warehouse management. So let's move forward. First, we understand what is warehouse management. Warehouse management is a collective activity encompassing various indicated activities. You know, it starts with you arrange a warehouse itself. So warehouse layout, then managing inventory, then of course new stock arrival and old stock going out of the warehouse, obsolescence and you know non-moving items, etc. Not only that, whenever there is an order which is on hand, how efficiently, effectively you are picking it up and finishing the order dispatch, etc. Overall maintain the equipment working condition so that overall, say like forklifts and various cranes, etc., which are there in the warehouse, if they function well, your efficiency goes up. Tracking and improving overall warehouse performance. So at the end, all this thing has a collective influence on the cost. And we have earlier also studied that distribution cost is today the only competitive edge one can think of over their competition. So if you really control your distribution costs, you achieve the distinct competitive advantage, which can be translated into offers, reduction in the cost, etc. So warehouse performance management is therefore very critical. Lot of automation is today possible. That is one subject matter any warehouse management expert needs to really consider for itself. So this is what warehouse management overall encompasses, this various areas. We will take some of them for our detailed understanding. So first in line is the arrangement of the warehouse. This is not necessarily the best layout, but it is definitely a representative layout of any warehouse. It gives you an idea, essentially, that how the warehouse layout overall should be. If you study this warehouse, like as you can see on one hand, there is a receiving area, and the receiving door, the receiving area, various goods which are there are collected, after which, as you can see, there are pallets for stocking those received goods. From there, it is taken to various shelves which are there. The goods have to go to the relevant shelf, and there it has to be stocked, so that in future the retrieval is very important. You see that there is a packaging area, and in the center, packaging area is generally in the center, because then it facilitates collection in shortest distance at a central place, that will help to collect various items effectively. You also see that depending on the organization, long shelf units, and many times the organization of the goods are such, you need very long racks and for storing various items, etc. Those are maybe the earmarked separate areas again you have. So that's what is this side. So between this and this, you see the packaging area. So this what is makes deep shelving, as you can see it out here. Some of the shelf areas are such where they store an item which may require over a period of time, but their movements are either static, standard, or you know irrational, etc. So that they cannot be in the front, so to say. So that's what deep shelving, etc. Packaging station material, okay, you have a separate area where various packaging material is kept and all. So this is a layout of a indicatively a good warehouse. It follows a grid system. Grid system means it symbolizes that you arrange things in such a way that you create a grid which defines an area. The area in the grid defines what nature of activity of the warehousing is happening there. So that's what is arranging the warehouse. After arranging the warehouse, the important subject is the labeling. Why this warehouse is there? A warehouse is there where you store the goods, and not only that, important deliverable of the warehouse is the fulfilling the order. So fulfilling the order means when you get an order, you are able to pull out all the required item or the order intended items, and you are able to dispatch. And now to do that, you should know where these goods are stored. So these goods are stored in a warehouse which is in a rack, so that you can say that raw, or the that's what is the raw number. Then you have shelves, so you go to shelves, first shelf, second shelf, third shelf, etc. Again, there you have bins, which has been used. So bins is the again bucket or something in which the goods are kept out there. So idea is using this alphanumeric kind of a grid, you develop a combination of numbers which when studied by your picker, picker is a laborer who goes and he's been told to bring 50 items of this. He will not look at what the item name is. He will look at this AA1. That means he knows that he has to go to the row A, shelf A, bin 1 will have this particular product. So he picks up that. If you have told him to bring 5 pieces, he will pick up 5 pieces and come to you at the packaging unit. So that's what is the criticality of the labeling unit in any warehouse. This is just a very simplified example of how the labeling is. Yani otherwise, complex algorithms, these things are being used yani to develop a unique code for each area of the warehouse, which is easily remembered and identifiable by the pickers. So the pickers look at this labeling number and from there they are able to make out where does he have to actually go, which shelf, which rack, which bin to find this item. So that's the criticality of the labeling area in any warehouse. Then comes the inventory management. Inventory management means managing your goods, securing your goods, using your goods, moving them out of the warehouse to meet your fulfilling needs. While you do this, again, you use the goods which are produced earlier rather than the goods which are produced today. So that there is a concept called FIFO, first in, first out, etc. All those aspects comes under inventory management. There are some items which will move faster, some item which will not move faster, some item is obsolete, they are not moving at all. So that's an obsolete item. Yani. So what do you do about it? So all this is covered in a science called inventory management. Two distinct, of course, aspects needs to be seen it. Arranging the location for specific product groups, yani. Perishable, non-perishable, or say like skincare product, face care products, etc. So you create an area or a product group wise area within your warehouse. So that's what one aspect of the inventory management. Second is the volume and the value. So you have to not only manage the volume, you have to also manage the value. Volume in terms of your warehouse capacity to store, the value is what value of the inventory is moving, not moving, become unsellable, etc. So that's what will give in management an idea as to what is wrong and what needs to be done about it. 80-20 rule is followed generally in an inventory management. It's a Pareto rule which says that there will be 80% of the item which may give you 20% of the value, and there will be 20% of the item which will give you 80% of the value. So how do you visualize? You as a student also can easily visualize. I will have this 20% of the item in a closer areas from my packaging center so that the pickup and you know that time is saved. I will have this 80% of the item which is giving me only 20% of the volume or the value. I will go and have it in a deep shelves area, etc. So because they will be needed as and when or occasional basis. So that's what also one aspect that one need to see. Another aspect is an ABC analysis. ABC analysis is generally done on the item's value and the sales that it can get you. Generally, A are the items which are very high value item, but say like not so high volume. B is like a moderate value and moderate sale number. C is like a cheaper item, but very large sale volume. So now how do you visualize where your goods should be so that you are able to meet your day-to-day challenges? So naturally the day-to-day challenges, you will have many orders which are of a small value items. So that is that C category types. So what will you do? So that you tend to keep it close by, or you will have rack numbers arranged in such a way surrounding your packaging area where if you have a 10 racks, maybe 5 racks are only for the C category item, 2 racks for the B category item, and only 1 rack for the A category item, because you will require less of a quantity close by, and then you try to replenish them as and when needed. So that's one another approach. Rearrangement of the warehouse is a very critical inventory management approach. You see that from various perspective, there will be a time when you will have to rearrange your entire shelf, what kind of goods are kept where, etc. It could be seasonal, this thing. So one company which is making some products for summer as well as winter, So naturally in summer, the summer based products will move faster than the winter based. But as the winter approaches, the winter based products will see a rise in numbers, etc., than the summer based kind of category products. So you need a rearrangement. That means in summer you have kept the winter products little far away in your warehouse or a deep shelves. In winter you bring them ahead and you put other goods which are generally used in summer behind in your racks, etc. So that's a rearrangement is a very critical aspect of any inventory management. Complete event management or inventory management operations that needs to be looked at. So inventory management operation is a functional result of the process that you follow, the way you handle the goods vis-a-vis the information that you utilize for yourself. So information such as what is moved out, what is not moved out, and what is the value linked to this, not something which is not moved out, something which is not sellable, etc. So it's a combination of information and your other way of doing things and the process that you follow in dispatch of goods, in managing goods, etc. So friends, then we come to a stage of understanding what is picking, packing and shipping the order. Picking, packing, shipping the order are the terminology which are associated with one word called fulfillment. Fulfillment means meeting the order, completing the order. You got an order, you complete the order. So that's what picking, packing and shipping. Picking is a method. Picking is like picking the goods from the warehouse in the rack or the bin where these goods is as per the order and then bringing it to the central packaging area where it is packed as per the consumer order. Now, therefore, the picking is an important method. Picking, therefore, has a four distinct ways of doing a picking, managing your picking. So, there are four distinct methods. So, we will try to understand them briefly. Single order. A picker is given one single order. Say, Mr. Hathi has put in an order for 50 crate of this, 5 crates of this and 10 soaps, etc. A picker goes to the relevant area, picks up that item, brings it to the central packaging point, hands it over to the final finishing goods guy and then he moves away. So he's what is here done is a single order is completely attended as such. Okay, so this is suitable when you are a newcomer, when you do not have a large volume, when number of orders a day to be executed also not very far high, etc. So in such case the single order picking is a good method. You move to what you call the batch picking. Batch picking is a area where your sale has risen moderately and you have large number of orders coming, etc. However, these orders have a various variations in them, etc. So in such case, a batch is created. The batch that you are going to fulfill, this could be based on the day of the order that is received. So today on so and so date 9th, I may be executing the order received on 1st of November. So that makes a batch. So now for that batch has been intimated to everyone in the picking area. They know that today this is the batch that is getting executed. So they will then study what is in their area. And then accordingly that batch area, material will be collected. Here pickers will go and collect the given batch to him by the person in that respective zone. So he picks up batch wise item, that batch wise items are brought into the central place. Central place will collectively get a total item numbers. The finishing guys or the packaging guys who are there, then they will take one order and they will see that isme 5 soaps rakhne hai, 10 toothbrush rakhne hai, 2 toothpaste rakhne hai, vagera, and then that's how they will do this and then finish one order. But on that day in the morning, using a batch process, that finishing area have received say 1000 soaps, 100 toothbrush, because that is what was needed as per the day's order, that batch that they are going to execute today. So that's what another way. Zone picking is various zones. The order is released to various zones. The zones will collect whatever the item that needs to be done. This is slightly different from the batch picking. In batch picking, the person goes to each areas to pick it up and then comes back, while in the zone guys collect what is relevant to their zone and bring the goods to the finishing area. So that's the only difference where here zone wise order. So you have a zone. We have seen the in the graph there are various zones. So you store your goods as per the zone. So when the order is released to everyone, the respective zone will pick up what lies within their zone. They will keep that ready and that zone guys will come and deliver at the central packaging point. So that's a zone. Wave picking. Wave picking is like you have the wave is a wave as you know, like high and low, etc. So same way, the wave picking takes into account what is needed most frequently, what is needed less frequently, or what is needed in less order, yeah, so etc. So there the arrangement is that why you as per your need, you try to collect the goods which are needed most at every round of your collection, this thing, and then another order needed, etc., another item needed, etc., will be taken up as and when basis, etc. So you kind of, it's a wave mechanism wherein depending on frequently used items, etc., you try and collect them in one go, and then remaining other items may happen as and when needed basis, etc. So we have understood the nature of different methods that can be used for the picking. Packaging is another area which is very important to finishing of the goods. Finishing of the goods is like packaging is a subject matter today of concern because companies, the transportation companies now have realized the significance of volume also. So how much goods that you pack in available volume, volume is a three-dimensional aspect. If your item is very heavy, you don't take large volume. So if I am carrying a cement bag 50 kg, whatever that 3 feet by 2 feet is enough. But if I am taking a plastic toys, you know, that 50 kg will occupy only this 3 feet by 2 feet. A plastic toy if I am taking may just need one large truck, you know, then also my total weight may not be 50 kg. So who's responsible? Will this guy who's a transporter will just charge you for a 50 kg? No. Then they say you have utilized full my truck. If I would have carried other goods in that, you know, I would have earned more. So internationally now what is happening is volume is also considered in any freight or the charge of transportation that is levied. So you as a distribution manager has to be smart enough to develop your box size, optimize the box size in such a way that most of your goods will fit into it. Most of your order will get fulfilled into it. You cannot have 50 size of the box. So therefore, again, you will have to work out 2, 3, 5 sizes of the boxes that will help you to get your order also filled well at the same time. When it is dispatched using any truckload or container load, you are able to carry maximum goods, both in terms of weight and volume. You are able to optimize sending of the material. Thereby, per unit cost of transportation is reduced by you. So that's the challenge that the distribution manager has to encounter. Rest of the challenge is the packaging material. Numerous kinds of packaging materials are coming. We'll study them as before. Bubble air, bubble packs and thermocols and so many ways you protect your item which is inside a pack. So that's the another area, the science in itself. Then comes the primary and secondary package. Primary package, secondary package, etc. So it's like a primary package is like main package, a main item. My Dell laptop is packed. So that's a primary package. Now the 10 Dell laptops are fitted into one corrugated box. So corrugated box is a secondary packaging item. So you don't not only have to think of primary packaging material, how the inside will get packed, you have to also think of secondary packaging material that will overall take charge of your goods and safety, security and various other aspects. So that overall packaging guy also needs to handle the damage control. So minimum damage to the finished goods should occur, minimum item return due to damage of the goods, etc. should happen and all those things. Seasonal packaging. Many times the seasonal packaging needs to be considered. So all these electronic gadgets guys and all those who send online guys, etc. during rainy season and all, they create an extra pack over the secondary pack. They shrink wrap it or they, you know, do that sellotapes, you know, so to say, all over the entry point of the water is sealed, you know, kind of thing. So that's a additional seasonal packaging that also may have to be considered. So that's about packaging. Shipping the order. So when you do that, overall when your order is ready, you give it for shipping. And so this has to go by transport, this has to go by air transport, this has to go by the rail transport, whatever. So accordingly the shipping of order happens. Shipping is not only merely just dispatching. You have to intimate to all concerned, yani, that my shipping order is ready. So the courier guy, if it is, has to pick up. If the railway guy, then railway guy has to. So those are the things. You have to intimate customers. You have to intimate all the stakeholders. Today, trackability of the consignment is so important. So the shipping order simultaneously sends signals. Customer, if you're watching, he will see that it has left the Mumbai hub. So customer knows that today my goods is going to come. Whatever that he has ordered, which is available in Delhi, and then it is supposed to come. So that's a real time tracking today demanded by the consumers. All this online, Flipkart, Amazon, they offer you that. So shipping order, when they do that, simultaneously the information is in real time available to all the stakeholders. So it's an information update also, which is an important responsibility. So we come to a stage of what is warehouse management. So, warehousing management essentially covers four areas: basic warehousing adherences, fulfillment strategy, packaging and shipping, and then finally the warehouse performance management. Friends, we have covered the first one and second and third one almost. Basic warehousing adherence, as I said, you know, it takes into account various things that we have earlier studied, yani, the layout, the arrangements, etc. Fulfillment strategy also we have covered earlier, wherein it starts with picking, packaging, shipping of, so that fulfilling the order, wherein we studied also the four different picking methods also we have studied. Packaging, we have understood the box size, volume ratios, etc. And primary, secondary packaging and all we have understood. And overall the distribution strategy as to how are you going to distribute this particular goods. That's one additional element. So whether the mode that it is going to take, the channel that is with which the goods are going to get delivered to your retail market, etc. So that's what is the distribution strategy that organization adopts on different nature of orders, different types of orders, etc. So institutional or retail customers, as they say. So various distribution options are there. So which is the one that is to be taken is also part of the fulfillment strategy. Important aspect in the warehouse management is to understand the warehouse performance management. Overall, you must manage the performance. How do you know that you are doing good, yani? So that's what the aspects, two important aspects that makes or breaks your warehousing is the accuracy of fulfilling the customer order. And second, the speed of fulfillment. How accurately you are packing various goods, which is as per the order, and reaching it to your customer. And second, the speed with which you are doing this. So two important aspects of the warehousing management, how that can be derived, yani, which is what the four various ratios that you can study that will tell you the efficiency of your warehousing. These ratios can be studied for a period, compared year on year, etc. So 2018 can be compared with 2019, 2020 can be compared with 2019, 2018. So that way you are able to understand whether certain areas you are improving or you are not improving, or you have gone bad to worst. So let me take quickly what is receiving efficiency performance. Receiving efficiency has critically two areas, like whether you are able to receive goods in a prompt manner, that is the time that the lead time or the lag between the transport reaching your place and your inwarding the goods. So that is the lag which is a receiving efficiency. After that, from a receiving station, it has to go to your various areas where the relevant goods are stored so that they are available for fulfilling the order, dispatching the order. So what is the lead time after the goods is received at the receiving point to the storage point? So that's the two aspects when studied. It will tell you your receiving performance efficiency, whether what level it is. Next is the rate of return performance. Rate of return performance is like if right orders are not packed, that means you are going to get the goods back. What is that rate, yani? So what rate of goods are coming back vis-a-vis the sales, what value of goods are written vis-a-vis the sales revenue, etc., are some of the ways that you can see your rate of return, yani. Now the return again is a concept of wrong ordering or wrong supply. Wrong ordering means in today's online world, I have ordered XL, but when I received that t-shirt, I may see that, oh, this Excel is not fitting me well. I generally wear Excel, but this Excel from this manufacturer is not fit me well. So I want to order for XXL. So I will return the goods. Now this return is due to wrong ordering. Okay. But I got this t-shirt damaged, got wet, or I got my electronic item damaged. So that I am returning it back, which is due to the damage control not being handled well at your end. So again, when you say the rate of return analysis, you can do two types of rate of return analysis. So due to wrong order or due to a manufacturer or defect or due to damage, etc. That's the reason why you see today that all these online portals offer you lot of insight, lot of information in terms of size and all. So they even give you the size chart and all. So you as a consumer can take an appropriate call. Their intent is to minimize return due to wrong ordering. So that's what they want to facilitate you, giving you a lot of data so that you choose the right size for you. So that's what is the significance of rate of return. Picking accuracy. So picking accuracy has to do with the order fulfillment in an accurate manner. Picking efficiency has two aspects. One is after the order is handed over and you pick it up and bring it to the picking point, and what fulfillment accuracy that you achieve. And so that fulfillment accuracy is like, what are the goods that have gone out? What orders that have gone out with 100% accuracy of right goods filled into the right pack? Or there are some error that has happened. Some goods come back to you because you are not given the right goods, right good to the consumer. So he returns it back. He has ordered for, say, a red color pen. You are supplied in the blue color pen. So he returns back to you. And so that's why your fulfillment accuracy was not right. So you try to devise ways of managing this error, yeah, that you are facing it. So that has to do with the picking accuracy. So you calculate your picking accuracy through a ratio of return goods versus total dispatch units or total dispatch worth, etc. So that's way picking ratios can be developed. Order lead time, yeah, order lead time is nothing but date and time of receiving the order and your date and time of dispatch of the order. That lag is a crucial lag, yeah. Your lag, if it is increasing, means there is something wrong in your dispatching efficiency. This results into your inventory burden, etc. So order lead time is a very critical factor that most organizations today manage. All your efficiency and effectiveness gets reflected in how in shortest time you dispatch maximum number of right orders. So that's the order lead time is a very critical warehousing performance management ratio. Overall, there is a system support available to the warehousing manager called warehousing management system. Warehousing management system is nothing but the automated digitized IT driven package or a software or a program that helps you to keep various things organized. Access is easy. You can track down various things, barcodings and all allow. From whichever leg that goods have gone, if the bar scanner has scanned it, you will know exactly through your IT system what is the status of that goods, etc. Right picking up is possible, right fulfillment is possible by using a proper warehousing, receivables, payables, etc. The damage goods versus, you know, return goods and what to do with the return goods, etc. are all a subject matter of this warehousing management system. So goods returned due to wrong order, again it has to be entered in such a way because you still need to supply the goods to the customer. So your earlier inventory needs to be corrected, and then the right inventory, right goods go out again, and that inventory correction also has to happen that way. So red pen returned to you means your red pen inventory has to go up, and blue ink, blue pen in which was demanded by the customer, which you are now supplying to him, so your blue inventory has to go down by one number. So that's what everything is so automatized or so systematized or so IT driven that your entire efficiency will improve when it comes to managing. So that's what the warehousing management platform, as they say, or warehousing management system. What do they do? These are some of the aspects that one need to really understand. Entire warehousing operation organization. You create a skeleton of organization where what is what, where, etc., defined as what, hierarchical orders are given, access controls are given. Only warehousing management can see, say, receivables, payables, but not the warehousing supervisor, etc. So those are the level wise. So that's what you create, a skeleton or a wireframe or what you create is known as a warehousing organization. Then comes the barcode operation. So entire, if suppose your organization uses a barcode, so various stages when the goods pass, received inwards, going out from a picking area, it has got to the packaging area, etc. This is all barcode scanner driven, and that gets automatically updated into your warehouse management. So that's entire, that also as an entire module is a part of your warehousing management system. Then desired integrations, so various integrations are required. So you need to integrate with the transport, you need to integrate with the finance, so bills receivable, payables. Today many orders are cash on delivery, so whether these goods are eligible to be dispatched, so that is given there. The customer and organization has accepted because this is a cash on delivery. The guy who is reaching there at the customer premise, also seeing an invoice and the note there, knows that he has to collect the cash. It is not that he doesn't determine. So all this thing is so integrated well that various printouts, various this thing will indicate to that guy. Okay, when you are at the customer desk, before you hand over the goods, demand the cash, take the payment, then hand over the goods, etc. So this is what entire various other operation needs to be integrated. Easy to use systems, and it should be then at the end very fairly easy to use. All in one solutions, like it should have multiple warehousing need into one, that will make your platform very, very viable, suitable, appropriate. At the end, reporting and accountability. So various reports needs to be generated, available to different people based on the access control given to them. Accountability in terms of looking at this data, report, etc. People are held responsible as per their KPIs and performance standards. So that's where accountability picture will also come. Actual versus planned, actual versus projected, etc. picture can be seen by the management at a different level, individual wise, warehouse wise, distribution center wise, etc. So that's what is the warehousing management system is all about. It's a nothing but an operation platform, either supported by digital and IT technologies, integrating your entire warehousing functions, something which is happening before, something which is going to happen after, another cross-functional integration, giving you all-in-one solution.